Okay, I've got two more questions, really. The first is, you've sort of alluded to it already, that Tesco has made an effort to get out and about in the local community since you've been here. I mean, what are some of the things you've done or in that direction?
Again, lots. It's a shame my community champion isn't here today, because Greg Barrett has been instrumental in passing a lot of that money from head office to the local, I'm going to say local people, the local functions and stuff. What I can tell you is what we're doing short term. The Sadleworth Show is being sponsored to the tune of £2,000 by Tesco. And we're not, when I say sponsored, we're not the chief sponsor. We don't want our name everywhere. We're giving that £2,000. We'll probably get our picture in the paper for it, but we're giving that £2,000 as a way of saying we are trying to look after the local community. Again, is it the Whip Walk, is it called, on the Friday, the band contest? We were asked for a small donation by one of the organisers for that, and we've given £200 towards that. And then there's the Village Olympics. We're sponsoring that to the tune of £300. All three of those are over the next sort of 2 or 3 weeks, and it's not something that we want to be seeing that we are taking over and it's Tesco, and it's not going to have a big Tesco stand, and it's not going to have Tesco branding. We just want to try and put some money into what we class as local projects. So we've had lots of requests at store level for things from Oldham, from Glossop, from surrounding areas, but we want to try and commit the money to, if not Greenfield Upper Mill, certainly to Sadleworth, and not much further than that. We do have a community budget. I can't actually tell you exactly what that is, because if I'm being honest, it differs from month to month. It's not maybe as much as some listeners might think, but Greg Barrett is the man to write a letter to, and he spreads the money we have between sort of children, animals, old age pensioners, and he splits it equally to make sure that because Greg is a local man, he used to be either the postman or the postmaster in the local area, so he knows the area very well, and he makes sure that the money goes to local, and I mean local, help, rather than it being divvied out. You won't believe some of the requests we get from all over the country, and if I'm being honest, outside the country as well.
And the last question really is, really, if you've got anything else you'd like to add. I suppose you're always encouraging people to get in touch.
Yeah, I think on your website it has my email address there, so by all means send me an email. Excuse me if I don't answer it the day you send it to me, because I get hundreds of emails. Usually if I'm on holiday, it will say that, you know, it'll be a week or two before I can reply. I suppose I want to thank the people at Greenfield, because the store's doing tremendously well. We're trading far better than the company thought we would. There's no plans because of that to do anything to the store. I think we're just going to accept the fact that Greenfield at the moment is going to be a small, I was going to say a local shop, maybe not Tesco is perceived as a local shop, but this is certainly not a big Tesco store. And if anyone does have any requests or any points of order that they want to raise, you could do so via my email that you can find on your website.